coming back to our top story at 9, as you would have heard there from Breida, a teenager has been arrested following a major search operation, a recovery operation, cannabis seizure in Listowel yesterday. Around €80,000 worth of herbal cannabis has been seized. And to tell us more, we're joined on the line by Garda Inspector Tim O'Keefe. Tim, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Can you tell us more about the operation, the search that took place in Listowel yesterday afternoon?
Yeah, so yesterday around lunchtime, following an operation which had started a number of weeks back with ourselves, our local drugs unit here, the Garda National Organised Crime Bureau, revenue officials, an operation was conducted in Listowel town. As a result, we seized approximately €88,000 worth of cannabis herb, which had been packaged and imported into the country. A man in his 18s was subsequently arrested, and he remains now in custody under the Drug Trafficking Act at the Listowel Garda Station.
And it's been, Gardaí have been very, very active in Kerry in recent times in terms of drug searches and operations related to illegal drugs activities.
Yeah, and our drug unions have been very, very active. But we've taken a collaborative approach to the drug trade here in Kerry, and we've worked, and as you know from previous seizures that have been in the media recently, working with Revenue, working with the Criminal Assets Bureau, working with the National Units, the Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau, and National Bureau of Criminal Investigation, and where it doesn't matter whether you're on the lower end of the scale supplying into town or whether you're on the higher trafficking end of the scale. We're targeting everybody, and I think the seizures in North Kerry alone in the last 12 months, we've seized €150,000 worth of cocaine, and this seizure yesterday brings us up to €120,000 worth of cannabis. So significant seizures in such a small area of Kerry.
And may I ask you about the role of the revenue officials? Does that indicate that maybe there's an international aspect to all this, or that some of the drugs are coming in from abroad, or with the view of being sent abroad?
Yeah, so we do liaise with our international counterparts, but when the drugs comes into the country, obviously it's the responsibility of Garda Síochána to police that. But the revenue officials are constantly monitoring packages coming into the country, supplies coming into the country, and they would also deal with their counterparts in internationally for information and intelligence and stuff coming in. So Revenue would work very, very closely with us on information that they would receive, and obviously they'd be sharing of information there, and as a result then we'll enact operations like we did yesterday, which was very successful.
And may I ask as well, is the internet more important than ever when it comes to the activities of drug operators?
Absolutely, and where you and I would go on Amazon buying pops and pans or whatever you like to buy, there's the dark web there where you can go online and you can buy small amounts of cannabis or other drugs, and you can attempt to import it. So we're also looking at that element of it. Very difficult, obviously, to stay on top of that, but when we do work closely with other organisations, not just within Ireland, but law enforcement agencies across the world, well then, the information that we get allows us to put operations in place and ultimately make arrests and get detections.
Can you outline again about the dark web? I think some of us would know about it, but it's as you said, it's almost like a mirror image of legitimate operations on the internet, legitimate business sites such as Amazon. It's where the illegal, where the illicit, where the unlawful activities, whatever they may be, and there's so many of them, they are traded and bought and sold, and there's commercial interactions in relation to them.
Yeah, and it's not just in relation to the sale and supply of drugs. You also have the sexual element of it, trafficking, child pornography as well on the dark web. And now the companies do, and internet companies do fantastic work in trying to cut that out, but you can never get on top of all of it, and they monitor it. And we'll often receive reports to our Computer Crime Bureau in Dublin, even in local element. And as you know, Trafa, that we've had a number of arrests in relation to child pornography in Kerry Division over the last number of years from information that we've gotten from people on the dark web, on certain chat sites, sharing of images and information like that. So policing has really become very international. It's not just the local guard out on the beat anymore, which is absolutely important, but it's very much international law enforcement agencies across the world that are sharing information, and that allows us then to make arrests here. I mean, no one knows, and your neighbour could be beside you there, could be involved in criminal activity, and you don't know it now because you can actually do it sitting in your front room.
Yeah, which makes it all the more sinister, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us a bit more, if you can, about the search in Listowel yesterday afternoon that led to the recovery of these drugs. Am I correct in saying in around €80,000 is the estimated value of the herbal cannabis?
Just under €90,000, about €88,000.
So it was just
after lunchtime yesterday. It was our own local drugs unit here and our detective branch, as well as customs officials who were here, and the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau. A residential estate here in Listowel, as part of the operation, they conducted a search as well. They seized the cannabis herb, which was packaged in six or seven separate packages. They were seized and they were got in possession of a suspect, and he's in custody now here, having been arrested for Section 15 of the Misuse of Drugs Act, which is the sale and supply of controlled drugs.
And how long can he be held for under that act, the section of Section 2 of the Criminal Justice Drug Trafficking Act?
Well, he can be detained for up for a week, but at the moment his initial detention of 6 hours was up yesterday evening, and that has extended. So he's currently in custody now, and we'll have to decide now whether he needs to be extended again later on today.
What's the feeling of morale among the Kerry Gardaí, and in particular drugs units? I mean, very, very high profile drug seizures in recent times. It obviously indicating that the unit is very much on top of activities like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you know, that over the last number of years, we've increased the drugs unit and the crime units in Kerry to tackle that crime. Thankfully, property crime is down a lot, so we've had to focus on the drugs crime, which is a lot of money to be made in drugs, a lot of money to be made in the legal activity of drugs. So we've enlisted the help of the Criminal Assets Bureau, and as has been highlighted in the media, we've seized a number of properties in Kerry as a result of criminality, thanks to the Criminal Assets Bureau. We're currently have a number of operations ongoing at the moment, and a number of people have been served with notices from revenue that they owe certain money. If we can prove that people are earning money from criminality, well then what's unusual is that they can actually be taxed on that, and we work with revenue, and revenue will serve them with notices in relation to it.
This is a bank holiday weekend, and traditionally there would be a big emphasis, obviously, on road safety. Now more than ever, given the high number of road deaths on our country's roads this year, and a focus on drink and drug driving, in relation to the issue of illegal drugs in this country, how significant in Kerry, if you can say, if you're in a position to say, is the issue of drug driving?
Well, just yesterday, with our uniform section here, we did a day of action while these searches were going on. And in the afternoon, the guards were doing actually a speed check, stopped the car in the afternoon. And when he was tested, it was shown that he had cocaine in his system. He was arrested, and he was found with €100 worth of cannabis on him as well. So he was arrested, that suspect. So we now are catching people for drug driving at any time of the day, be it 9 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the evening. And what we have now is a little swab, just like the COVID test. We take a swab from inside your mouth, and it shows straight away whether you have cocaine or cannabis, whatever, in your system. You then can be arrested, and you give a blood test in the station, and it shows if you come back then with cannabis in your system, well then obviously you'll be facing a prosecution. But it has significantly increased. I don't have the figures to hand to me now, but I do know that we are arresting at least one drink or drug driver every day in the Kerry division, which is a significant amount. So what that shows is that, number one, we are out there enforcing it and we are catching people, but two, people still aren't getting the message, and particularly in relation to drug driving. They're just not, I suppose maybe they feel that it can't be detected.
But it can be.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's not much easier, and we've only recently received the new swabs, which are far easier to use, and they're more available to us now. So if you're stopped on the side of the road and you're swabbed, well then you could be facing a prosecution.
What were the other elements, if I may ask, of yesterday's day of action in Listowel, which led to the arrest of that person who was allegedly driving with cocaine in their system?
So we conducted other searches as well, which weren't related to that particular one, again into the sales supply of drugs, but there was no detections there. We conducted a number of checkpoints as well, which would have, usually what we do with that is to slow their people's activity, slow their movements, detect drug driving as well, and that's what we focused on yesterday, and that's how we got the detection in relation to the that drug driver, and again, in possession of 100 euros worth of cannabis.
And thank you again for joining us. We've been speaking to Inspector Tim O'Keefe, based in Listowel, who was speaking to us about what you heard there on the news this morning from Breda. A teenager has been arrested in North Kerry following the seizure of around, actually, 88,000, so just under 90,000 euro worth of herbal cannabis. The drugs were recovered following a search in Listowel yesterday afternoon in an estate in the town involving the operation involved members of the Kerry Garda Drugs Unit, the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau, members of Listowel's Detective Branch and Revenue Commission Customs officials. Tim O'Keefe, if you're still there, I suppose, just on a completely separate matter, we've referenced it briefly, but with bank holidays, there's always the worry that there may be a number of tragic accidents over the weekend on our roads, and it's been a very, very bad year already for lives lost. You again would be urging people to take the utmost of care.
Absolutely. And we do have extra Gardaí out there, particularly in relation to road spacing enforcement, but it is the bank holiday weekend and everybody has responsibility themselves. When you get into the car, take time, take it easy, put the mobile phone away. A lot of people will be travelling now. A lot of people will be travelling into Kerry. The holiday homes and the caravan parks are reopening this weekend in Ballybunion and our other seaside resorts. Take it easy, slow down, relax, and never ever drink or drive, and particularly taking drugs and driving. Just do not do it. It's our main cause of fatal accidents. Just do not do it.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. We've been speaking to Garda Inspector Tim O'Keefe, based in the Listowel Garda District.